New Year, everyone. I'm Andrew Salchunas, filling in for the Mike Missinelli Show here on 97.5 Fanatic. Taking you up until 6 o'clock. New Year's Day. New Year's Day, 4 o'clock hour, brought to you by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaws-dropping outdoor paradise online at landisbc.com. Now, here's the funny thing. I'm kind of a yes man here, I would guess you would say, because the way you move up in this industry is you take absolutely every opportunity that you have. I'll work Christmas Day, I'll work New Year's Eve, I'll work New Year's Day. You name it, I'm willing to fill in no matter what show it is. So, originally, I was scheduled to work the midday show today because I'm the producer of the midday show with Anthony and Jason, so it just kind of makes sense for me to just fill in for that show while those guys are off. But when they put me down to work 10 to 2, I sort of went to the boss. I said, hey, listen, man, so I'm hosting New Year's. Unless you want me to maybe fall asleep during the show, maybe you should have me do a later show because I'm not going to be ready to go for 10 a.m. Again, I say yes to almost every, pretty much that was the first time I turned down something. I said, can I do the later show? So that's why I'm doing 2 to 6 today. That's why you got Rob Motti earlier on the day from 10 to 2 because I said, listen, man, I'm not going to be out of bed. I was out of bed at 10:30 this morning. Again, I had some random person in my house not leave until 4 in the morning. It's like, dude, come on, get out of my, get out. It's 4 a.m. I have work tomorrow, and 8 hours later, 12 o'clock, so I didn't even get 8 hours of sleep, although seven's all I need. 610-632-0975, so I'm Andrew Salchunas, filling in for the Mike Missinelli Show today. 4 o'clock, our poll update is brought to you by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Here was the question that started off the show. We're nearing 1,000 votes now. If the Eagles lose to Chicago, are you going to be angry that they lost in the first round? And angry is the word, not upset. Somebody called in and said, I'd be disappointed. I want to know, will you be angry? And there's reasons why you would be angry, right? You expected them to beat the Bears because out of the five other playoff teams, some people say the Bears would be the team that I would want to face in the first round. You could then go back to the loss of the Panthers, loss of the Vikings, loss of the Titans. If they won those games, maybe they're not the second wild card. Maybe they win the division. So you can look back and say they should have been in a better spot. But here's the thing. They're not. They are the sixth seed. They are the second wild card team for a reason. Because they didn't play to expectations. Because they had all those injuries. 35 different players on defense this year. There are a lot of reasons why they are a 9-17. You can't give me, if a couple plays go their way, they're 12-4. No, they're 9-7 for a reason. I said that when they were 4-6. I said that when they were 5-6. They were those records for a reason. So are you going to be angry if the Eagles lose in the first round? 55% of the 1,000 votes say, no, I'm just happy that they made it. And that's where I stand. And before the season started, I had the Eagles reaching the NFC Championship game and losing to the Rams. Do I want to sound right? Yeah, I would love to. But my expectations changed as the season went along. 45% say, I will be angry if they lose to Chicago. And I can't see why you would be. Because they went 5-6. They won 5 of their last 6 games. 5-1 in the last 6 games. They won 3 straight with Nick Foles. Yeah, they were coming into the playoffs hot, so maybe that's one of the reasons why. Well, if you're the hottest team in football, you should win in the first round. What they did for my last month and a half, the joy that it brought me this past Sunday, the excitement that I felt leading into Sunday when I told everyone in Philadelphia that they were going to make the playoffs, that the Bears will beat the Vikings, that the Eagles will beat the Redskins. I felt great because of it. It was a good day for me. Not just because I was right, that's why I'm happy now. No. What they did over the course of the last month and a half to get to where they are, if they lose in the first round, I'm not going to be angry. And if you want to tell me why, feel free. 610-632-0975. Really, first time all show, we have 2 open phone lines, so grab those. We're going to go back to the phones right now, 25 minutes commercial free, and we're going to go to Mike in Cherry Hill. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, great topic.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, I guess one thing no one's bringing up, I'd be really upset because we put ourselves in a situation. We shouldn't even be here. We need the bye so we actually can rest the guys. It's really hard to go to the Super Bowl with no bye.
Yeah, So you're angry in terms of you're looking back and saying, hey, we should have been in a better position at this point.
Well, think about it. The reason why we did so well last year is we got all the teams that we could have lost to. They beat each other up. I mean, had we, the Saints, with the Saints game last year, luckily they lost. We didn't have to face them. Minnesota was pretty beat up from that, and then we beat Minnesota. Now we're facing Chicago, who's the best defense. They rested their guys the last half of the game last week.
They put themselves in this position, and you're allowed to be upset with that. But what I'm trying to ask you right now, let's say they lose Sunday, the start time's 4:40, so let's go 8:15. It's a playoff game, so a lot of commercials. Let's go 8:15, 8:30. Sure. If they lose that game at 8:30, you're feeling what? Are you angry that they lost that game?
I want them to trade Wentz immediately.
Wait. If the Eagles lose, hold on. So if the Eagles lose to the Bears, Wentz isn't even playing, you're going to be to the point where you're trading Wentz if they lose to the Bears.
Well, I want to trade him anyway, only because of his injuries. The injury that he had to his back was why he was redshirted his first year. He couldn't even play his first year. Now re-injured the same injury he had in high school. Once you go there, that's never going to go away. No one's bringing that up.
All right, so you're going to move on from him because of the injuries. All right, I appreciate the phone call, Mike. You just sort of confused me. I asked you, are you going to be angry? And you said, I'm going to trade Wentz. We're going to hear that, Josh, over and over again. And I said this Sunday morning when I was on with D. Lineham. If people were annoyed with the Marcus Mariota talk for about 3 months, get ready for a wild offseason. Because that conversation's already happening, and they haven't even won a playoff game yet. If they do win a playoff game, if they win two, and of course, if they win the Super Bowl, that conversation is going to happen every single day. And I don't think I'm up for it. I really don't. I've said it a couple times now. It's getting harder to defend Wentz. Because there's more and more Foles supporters. And I'm not even doing the Wentz Foles thing, but people just want to bring it up. People just want to bring it up at this point. Let's go to Glenn in Upper Darby. Glenn, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi.
Hi.
You think Eagles win this game Sunday?
Do I think? What are you watching?
Penn State.
How they doing?
27-21.
Good for them. All right.
Kentucky's is leading.
Can we win
this game Sunday?
Are they playing right now? Are they timeout? Are they playing right now?
Yeah, they're playing.
Give me some play by play.
The fourth quarter.
Give me some play by play, Glenn.
Excuse me?
Give me some play by play.
Okay. Pardon me?
Glenn, can you turn down the TV for a second?
Yeah, okay. I'm out in the other room.
Okay. All right. Do I think they're going to win Sunday, the Eagles?
Yes.
Right now, I'm feeling as if they will not win against the Bears. I have to look into the game more. Right now, I'm just sort of doing this emotional conversation. I'm back and forth on it. I think they can beat the Bears, Glenn. I appreciate the call, man. I just can't listen to Penn State play-by-play while I'm doing a show. I went to Temple for crying out loud. I don't want to listen to Penn State. Come on, Glenn. When you grew up, Glenn sounded like a veteran man. When you were growing up, didn't your mom or your dad or your grandma, grandpa, whoever your guardian was, say, turn down the TV when you're talking to me? We're trying to have a conversation. Say, call in. You make a phone call, and you can't turn down the TV. That's all right. I think the Eagles can win. Do I think they win? Right now, I don't believe so. But I'm not afraid of the Bears' offense. The Bears' defense is what scares me. If the Eagles can score 17 points, if they can score 20 points, another field goal, Jake Elliott, I think they can win. Let's go to Ernie in Jersey. Hopefully Ernie doesn't have a game on in the background. What up, Ernie?
Hey, I got the game on, but I got it turned down, man.
Thank you. See, you're very kind. You turned down the TV. You listened to whoever raised you growing up that you should turn down the TV or the radio or whatever when you're trying to have a conversation with someone. I appreciate you, Ernie, and I appreciate whoever raised you.
I'm glad you feel that way. Listen, okay, well, I like talking to you about this. This is great. The questions. I just like to say one thing. Darren Sproles came back, and that's when the Eagles turned things around also.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you can make the argument that it's really because Nick Foles is in, but Darren Sproles came back around the same time. I still give more credit to Nick Foles because Nick Foles is the one throwing the ball, but Darren Sproles, even though you're not really handing him the ball, it's more so he's coming out of the backfield to make a play in the air. The guy's been playing out of his mind, and again, I give him all the credit in the world because I thought he was done after that last injury.
You know, see, that's one of the things that's been bothering me. You know, I called the other station. I'm talking to him. I said,
you got to
be a little conservative. You got to be a little conservative. You got a 17-point lead. Nick drops back. He gets hit. I'm thinking, remember the game against the Rams? We almost lost that. Threw the ball, interception. I mean, I don't know. Monday morning quarterback, call it what you will.
Oh, so you want them to run the ball more. Okay, I hear what you're saying, Ernie, but Josh Adams actually ran the ball a decent amount of times in that fourth quarter, especially when Nate Sudfeld came. I mean, Nate Sudfeld only threw the ball one time, so is that a product of Nate Sudfeld being in the game or because the Eagles had the lead? I think, Ernie, I appreciate the call, man. I think Doug Peterson started running the ball no matter who the quarterback was. Yeah, they need to run the ball more, sure, whatever. But if Nick Foles is throwing 25 straight completions like he did on Sunday, you got to stick with it, right? And I'm a big proponent of running the ball, but when Nick Foles throws 25 straight completions, what are you going to complain about? Chris Heim tweets in, "No, I will not be angry if the Eagles lose to the Bears. It was a huge accomplishment just to make the playoffs given all that happened this year. Bears are favorites. They're the home team, and they are far healthier. It will be a bummer if the Eagles lose, but to be furious seems like an overreaction." And that is exactly how I feel. I am going to be upset if they lose Sunday. I'm going to leave Sugar House Casino, the watch party, with my head down. I'm going to sit down in my car and not turn it on right away. I'm just going to, Eagles lost. And I'm going to be down. But I'm not going to be angry. I'm not going to have road rage driving back to my apartment. I'm not going to kick the door down. I'm not going to throw the remote. I'm not going to break the TV screen. It's not like the Eagles are the favorites. It's not like the Eagles are the home team. They're not. Now, if you do want some good news, even though the line is back up to 6 for Chicago, 69% of the money's on the Eagles. So people are betting the birds, maybe just because they don't think Chicago can cover or they think the Eagles will win. 610-632-0975, one open phone line. Let's go to Julian in Philly. Julian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Hey Julian.
I have a lot to say in a short period of time. I want to say this. Nick Foles, people are saying he's off to a slow start. I don't know if people forget, but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, when we lost to them, they were hot. They were the hottest team in football the first 2 weeks. They went to New Orleans and
No. The offense of the Buccaneers was hot. Their defense was not, because remember they beat the Saints, but they also gave up 40 points in the first week.
I agree with you completely. So where I was going with this was Nick Foles to me was starting to get a groove in the second half of that game. That touchdown pass he threw to Nelson Aguilar was an MVP type of throw on fourth down. That was a do or die pass. The guy makes big plays. But I want to bring it to the defense. Why I'm excited and why I think personally we're going to go to the Super Bowl and win. It's small things. It's really small things. I feel like Michael Bennett now, he's finally an Eagle. He's getting the playing time that he coveted in the beginning of the year that now he's getting. And he's giving it his all on the field and is making the game easier for Fletcher Cox, as well as Timmy Jernigan coming back. We're 3-0 since he's been back, as well as Jordan Hicks. And Jordan Hicks makes the game a lot easier for Nigel Bradham. And to me, Nigel Bradham is a big player on defense for us, but I think he had to do too much while all the injuries were going on. And I think he's back in his role. And the defense now, it's chemistry. This is the time of year where...
Julian, I'll be honest with you. I heard what you said the last maybe 30 seconds of your phone call, but I'm pretty much ignoring what you just said because I'm going back to what you said about 45 seconds ago. You think the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl?
Man, I do. Nick Foles is a stud. He's 21-6 as a starter for the Philadelphia Eagles. Yes, you know, he hasn't finished the season and things like that, but we're in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, I'm not doubting Nick Foles. I'm just saying you think they're going to beat the Bears in Chicago, then they're going to go to New Orleans and beat the Saints, and then they're going to play whoever it is in the NFC Championship game, let's say the Rams, and even though they already beat the Rams earlier in the year,
yes.
At this point it's now 3 straight games. The Rams did have the first round bye, so you're going to beat Chicago in Chicago. You're going to beat the Saints in New Orleans. Then you're going to go to the LA and beat the Rams, and then you're going to the Super Bowl and winning against whatever team?
Let me finish these two things then. Ball control. I know Doug Peterson is a great coach. We fell off board a little bit this year. A lot of things changed, but Doug Peterson is a great coach. Ball control is going to do it for us. And one thing about the Saints, where people are very afraid of the Saints, but if you've seen them, like I said, the Cowboys and the Panthers, what the Cowboys and Panthers showed, the Saints are not as fast as they seem.
But they also beat the Eagles 48-7 earlier in the year. All right, Julian, real quick. So my question that I'm asking, because you think they're going to the Super Bowl and winning, then I guess you would say you would be angry if they lose to the Bears on Sunday?
No, we had 3 weeks ago, we had 11% chance of making the playoffs.
How can you not be, and this is what I'm saying, I appreciate the phone call. If you, Julian, or anybody else that has called in so far and still has expectations of not only reaching the Super Bowl, but winning the Super Bowl, how can you then follow up with saying, no, I wouldn't be mad if they lose to the Bears? Like, what? Wait, so you're telling me, yeah, you know what? They're going to beat the Bears. They're not that good. And then you're going to follow up with, but I won't be angry if they lose to the Bears. If you tell me they're not that good, then you should be able to beat them. And if they do not, then you, as a fan who thinks the Bears aren't that good, you should be angry. That's why I'm confused. I really am. I don't want people to be angry. I'm not trying to force anger down anyone's throat, because I'm actually on the side of I would not be angry if they lose. But it confuses me. How can you tell me they're going to win the Super Bowl, but if you lose to the Bears, you're not going to be angry? It confuses me. 610-632-0975. Raymond Pulliam on Twitter at Raymond_86 says, would I be mad if we lose a very winnable game against the Bears? Yes. Yes, he would be. Jeremy in Warrington. Jeremy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How are you?
Hello, Jeremy.
My take on this week is I think the Bears are a good team. Like you said, they got the defense that is top five in the league right now.
And top two. You know, like they, I'm just saying, you could make the argument that they are the best defense in the league. You could make that argument.
And I think, like you got to say, like, Khalil Mack, not the only, like, improvement they made, but that is a huge improvement in the offseason for them. And I think the Eagles this week, if they want the chance to win this game, I think it's going to start in the ground. I think they got to be able to run the ball smooth and clean. They got to attack that Bears defense right in the middle. And, like, to answer your question, I don't think, I'm not going to be mad if the Bears win. It's been a great season for the Eagles of what they've overcome. So I think it's a great stepping stone for next season.
So you wouldn't be angry because you're sort of on my side. Like, there was a point where a lot of people had them out, and then they won five of their last six to get to where they are now. What that accomplishment alone is not going to have you angry if they lose Sunday night.
No. Like you said, you got to look. You barely have a secondary yet right now. So the guys that are playing right now have been, like you said, five of the last six games and playing well. You shut out the Redskins, who don't have a quarterback, but still they got that ground game. It's a good step.
Now, let me ask you one more thing before I let you go. You think they should run the ball against the Bears, which I don't necessarily disagree with you, but you're so confident. Who is running the ball? Is it Josh Adams? Is it Darren Sproles? Is it Smallwood, who had a pretty good game last week?
I think you got to go with whoever's hot. I think it's not going to be one of the guys that we see week after week, but I think you got to go with who's hot. Run them until they can't. Run until they stop them. And you got to switch it up. Because each guy has his own strength there. I mean, you got Josh Adams, who's a big dude running the ball downhill. You got Darren Sproles and Wendell Smallwood, who can make guys miss on the edge. I just think that's going to be the biggest thing there.
Isn't it incredible what's happening? And I appreciate the phone call, Jeremy. Isn't it incredible what is happening? Like, last year, they won the Super Bowl. Nick Foles played out of his mind against the Vikings. He played out of his mind against the Patriots. But part of the reason why they won was also the great ground attack that they had. And I know LeGarrette Blount averaged, 2 yards per carry during the regular season, but he also had some games where they just didn't give him the ball because he had 5 carries for 10 yards, and then they just completely gave up on him. But you had LeGarrette Blount, who ran like a madman during the playoffs. You had Jay Ajayi, who you traded for from Miami, and he helped you win that Super Bowl. You had Corey Clement playing to a point where a lot of people said he would be the number one running back this year. You had those three guys playing at an elite level during the playoffs. This year, and they're getting it done this year, with Darren Sproles, who missed 11 weeks at his age, and came back, and he's not even running the ball. They're throwing it to him out of the backfield. You got Darren Sproles. You have another undrafted rookie in Josh Adams, and you have Wendell Smallwood, who I thought should not have been in the league at the beginning of the season. I thought he shouldn't have been in the league last year. I thought he shouldn't have been in the league at the year before that. And yet last week he had, I think, around 70 total yards. He was catching passes out of the backfield, which we've never seen Wendell Smallwood do well. He ran the ball well. The offensive line played out of their mind. Lane Johnson had an incredible game. Jason Peters had an incredible game. Brandon Brooks, who has not allowed a sack since, I think, 2016, is playing incredible, both blocking for the pass, blocking for the run. So the offensive line played really well last week, but Wendell Smallwood is taking advantage of his playing time. So is Josh Adams. So is Darren Sproles. It's incredible what they are doing with the cast that they have now compared to what they had last year with Blunt, who had already won a Super Bowl with the Patriots, Jay Ajayi, who is a number one back when healthy, and Corey Clement, who a lot of people thought would be a number one back after the season he had. It really is amazing what's going on. And that's why through all this adversity, they got to the playoffs. And if they lose to the Bears in the first round, you know what? I'm not going to be angry. 610-632-0975, one open phone line. Grab that during this break. I'm Andrew Salchunas, filling in for the Mike Missanelli Show today until 6 o'clock. Happy New Year right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
.428 here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Welcome back, everybody. Andrew Salchunas filling in for the Mike Missanelli Show today. Again, if you're watching the NBC Sports Philadelphia broadcast, no, they did not put my ugly mug on TV today. They're currently re-airing the Mike Missanelli Show from yesterday. So don't get confused. I apologize in advance that I'm not Mike Missanelli. And you're welcome that they did not put me on TV because you don't want to look at me, especially the day after New Year's Day. I rolled out of bed this morning, man. I look like you know what. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Jake in Harrisburg. Jake, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Andrew, how you doing today?
Thanks. I'm good, man. I'm surviving. How are you? How's your New Year's Day?
I'm working, unfortunately.
Well, so am I, but, you know. Here we are.
Well, yeah, no, that's exactly right. Well, I normally don't like to swallow my pride and say when someone was right, but this time is probably a really good feeling to say you were right and I was wrong from our conversation on Sunday.
You mean so, I was right when I said the Eagles would beat the Redskins and that the Bears would beat the Vikings and that we'd be talking about a playoff matchup? You mean that's what you're talking about?
Yep, I got to give it to you. You were.
I tried telling
people. I'm happy about it. I'm happy about it.
I know you are. That's there's few times where people are happy about being wrong. Like earlier, we had a guy, Pat from Houston, who about a month ago told me that Nick Foles was the Mariano Rivera of football, and I laughed at him, and I probably called him an idiot because that's one of the go-to words for me, which which is wrong of me, and I ate my words. When he called in today, I said, you know what, let me just say it right now. Pat was right, I was wrong, and I'm very happy to be wrong about that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm happy to be wrong. And to go with the fact of the question you said about being angry about the loss, it might sound unfair to me to say, I would have been angry last week if they didn't make it to the playoffs, even if it had nothing to do with them going back to the Tennessee-Carolina game. But now they've overachieved in my eyes, so there is no anger going forward. It's all, I'm happy to be in the playoffs. After the midseason, there was no chance in my mind that I thought we would be here. So for me, there is no anger or resentment coming from a loss. If they go out there and put their all on the field, whatever the case may be, I'm ecstatic that I'm getting to watch playoff football for the Eagles again this year.
Yeah, it's incredible. So would you be mad if they lost Sunday?
No, I'm going to be upset, but I'm not going to be mad at them.
Exactly, because you didn't because last week you called in, you didn't think they would even be in it. So it was a gift in itself just to be in it.
Exactly. I have one more little quick thing. It's probably stupid, but what if by chance they sort of faked the Nick Foles injury in the fourth quarter of that game, so the Vikings would get word that, oh, we might be playing Nate Sudfeld last week. Let's keep the pedal down because the Rams were destroying the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, that's hey, Jake, investigate that, man. I appreciate the phone call. That's second level thinking. So the Eagles faked the injury. It's actually kind of funny. I think I did think about that. Now I was multiple beers deep at that point. So I don't know if my mind was actually clear enough to think that through. Did the Eagles fake the injury to Nick Foles so that the Bears would think they would get Nate Sudfeld and that's why they kept on playing? I don't know, because Foles went down, early in the fourth quarter? I think he went down the fourth quarter. So at that point, the Bears had already kept their starters in after halftime, after the Rams were beating the 49ers. So
I would say no.
It's a good thought, but I don't think that's what it was. I think the Bears didn't want to face the Vikings for a third time. And I think the Bears see an opportunity against, even though the Eagles are the defending champs and they're the hottest team coming into the playoffs, they see the deficiencies. They see all the injuries on defense. They see the injuries on offense. They probably believe that the Eagles offense doesn't have as many weapons as the Vikings offense. I love Alshon Jeffrey. I love Zach Ertz. Nelson Aguilar starting to wake up. Golden Tate, he's out there. He had a decent game last week. But if you look at the Vikings, come on. Adam Thielen, good. Stephon Diggs, good. Kyle Rudolph, good. Dalvin Cook, good. Maybe they think we have a better shot against the Eagles offense. So we'd rather face them instead of the Vikings for the third time. And that's what I tried telling people. I told people from the beginning last week, they don't want to face the Vikings three times. That's why they're going to beat the Vikings. And that's why the Eagles are going to be in the playoffs. Two open phone lines, 610-632-0975. Max in Lincoln University. Max, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, Andrew? A big fan.
What's up, Max? Thanks.
First of all, I agree with you. I would not be angry if we lose because I think we overachieve. To survive all the injuries we did with Ajay, then all of our corners, and some of the receivers beginning middle of the season, I think they're overachieving, and I didn't expect them to be here. I thought the Vikings were going to take care of business. But I do disagree with the Bears wanting to play the Eagles because, if they do, I think it's a mistake, and this is why. They do have a great defense, but I think they're going to take away some things, but I think Nick Foles is the king of taking what the defense gives them. And they're going to take away Alshon, he'll find Ertz. You take away Ertz, he'll find
Nelson Aguilar. Yeah, no, I hear you. So what I mean is I don't know. This is going to sound condescending. I don't know if it was that they wanted to face the Eagles. I think it was that they didn't want to face the Vikings for a third time. Like, I don't think they said, let's beat the Vikings because the Eagles suck. I think they said, maybe let's beat the Vikings because we already played them twice. They know our game plan because we've played them twice. We don't want to play them a third time. They're a divisional opponent. Playoffs teams already get up, but now imagine a playoff matchup where it's divisional rivals going at each other. That's why I think they would have preferred the Eagles because, not because the Eagles stink, but because they already faced the Vikings twice.
Right. And I'm just saying if they do prefer that, they're still going to be wrong. I think Nick Foles is just going, he's way better than Cousins. And kind of like, we already know what Cousins is now. And I think they're going to be in for a rude awakening if they think, I don't think Foles is going to pick them apart. I know his defense is great, but Foles is proven to me. I can't doubt him anymore. He's just a master of taking what's open, and I think that's winning football. So
Max, I appreciate the phone call, man. I can't doubt Nick Foles anymore. I can't. I'm not willing to trade Carson Wentz. I'm not willing to do that, but I can't doubt Nick Foles anymore. He had a bad interception that first drive against the Redskins. He did, or was it the second drive? I forget. It was a bad interception. But do you want me to just point out that bad interception? No, because Carson Wentz has made bad throws pretty much all year. So I can't doubt Nick Foles anymore. How could you? After what he did last year and after what he's done in the last 3 weeks, how can you doubt him anymore? You can't. Pete Jenkins tweets in, if the Eagles go up 35-3 and find a way to lose, yeah, I'll be angry. But a, quote, normal loss, not at all. Foles is a hero, and I'm in the foxhole with Dougie P forever. Yeah, and that's what I said earlier. I mean, if it's an embarrassing loss, if it's a 45-0 loss, or if they blow a huge lead, or if Doug Peterson makes the worst play call in football history, or anything like that, yeah, I'll be angry. I think I would be more embarrassed than angry. But if it's a 17-13 loss, and I think that's kind of what the score would be, either side, whoever wins, it's going to be in that 17-13 range, 2013, 2017, that kind of a range. How am I going to be angry? And I think they can win. I haven't said that. I haven't made my final prediction yet. Right now, I lean toward the Bears winning. I do, right now. But the Eagles can win this game because Mitch Trubisky doesn't scare me. He doesn't. Let's go to David in D.C. David, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Dave?
All right, just got two quick points. One, if we do lose to Chicago, I will not be upset because I look at the season. Foles started 1-1 and had the job snatched from him when he shouldn't have lost the job in the first place. And right now, we should be 12-4. We lost the Titans game we shouldn't have lost. We lost the Carolina game we shouldn't have lost.
All right, hold on, Dave. Hold on. So you don't think Carson Wentz, when he came back, should have played? You would have stuck with Nick Foles. And if you stuck with Nick Foles, you'd think they'd be 12-4?
Yes, and I'm naming the games. The Titans game, the Carolina game, and the second Dallas game. The first half, Wentz completely stunk it up when the defense kept bailing him out. Yes, late in the game, he played a little bit better, but we still lost. Those were three games that could have shifted this game.
Right. So, David, but let me also say this, and I've been critical of Carson Wentz. Like, I was critical, even though the Eagles were up 17-0 to the Panthers, and they blew that lead, a lot of people wanted to blame only the defense. I put some blame on Carson Wentz because he couldn't get one more touchdown. But again, 17-0, the Eagles defense blew that lead. You're going to put that on Carson Wentz, not on the Eagles defense?
I put some of the blame on the defense.
Yes, some? It's majority of the blame to give up 17 points or to give up 21 points, yeah.
But in that whole second half, the offense did nothing in that Tennessee game.
Yeah, and that's a problem, and you can put some blame, but don't tell me you're putting some blame on the defense for allowing a 17-0 lead to evaporate.
Well, one simple fact everybody is avoiding, since Foles been in, our points per game has went up.
No, I'm not avoiding that. I've said it, Dave. They've scored 30 points. I appreciate the phone call, man. I think it's been three times they've scored 30 points, and two of those times have been when Nick Foles was the quarterback. I'll double-check for that right now. But the offense has shown more life with Nick Foles and Carson Wentz. Yeah, the Eagles beat the Giants 34-13. That was with Carson Wentz. The Eagles beat the Rams 30-23 and the Texans 32-30. Those both with Nick Foles. I'm not avoiding it. I said it last week. And the Eagles beat the Redskins. They didn't score 30 points, but they scored 24. The Eagles got over 20 points a lot of times this year. But, yeah, to his point, the Eagles' offense scored over 30 points twice now with Nick Foles and only once with Carson Wentz. And I did the numbers. I did the breakdown. Wentz and Foles have similar percentage numbers, not overall touchdowns because Wentz has played more games, but they have similar percentage numbers. But the big number is 4-1 with Nick Foles. That's the big number. 4-1 with Nick Foles, 5-6 with Carson Wentz. 610-632-0975. Two open phone lines. Grab those. We are talking Eagles football. Are you going to be angry if they lose to the Bears? If you don't think they're going to be lose to the Bears, you tell me. I do want to talk Eagles-Bears. And also, we sort of went away from this a little bit. 2019 kicks off today. Happy New Year, everyone. What is your sports lock for 2019. I'll say mine again. If the Phillies do not land Harper or Machado, which I'm pretty sure they won't at this point, my lock is that the Phillies do not make the playoffs without those guys because they're just not good enough. They're the third best team in the division without those guys. 610-632-0975. Two open phone lines. I'm Andrew Salchunas, filling in for the Mike Missanelli Show today until 6 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Welcome back, 4:45. Andrew Salchunas taking you till 6 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm filling in for the Mike Missanelli Show. Mike, Tyrone, Natalie off today. I think I'm back with Mike tomorrow. I have no idea. My schedule, I've done 85 different shifts at 85 different times tomorrow. Right now, I'm scheduled to be on with him tomorrow producing. Tyrone might come in, so I might just do updates. I have no idea what the hell I'm doing tomorrow. I guess I'll find out 5 minutes before the show starts. We'll see. 610-632-0975. Wyatt Easterly tweets in, yeah, I'll be mad if they lose. You said it yourself. Eagles are a completely different team under Nick Foles. 4-1 with him under center. Completely changed my expectations of the team. So his expectations have changed because of the way they play with Nick Foles. But again, what I'm just trying to say is it took so much for them to get to where they are now. You also have to think, how many times have you seen teams do incredible things and then the following week they lose? And in this situation, it's a playoff game, so it's one and done. Now, they're coming in really hot. Winners of five out of their last six. 4-1 with Nick Foles under center this season. 3-0 in the last 3 weeks. And they beat the Rams. They beat the Texans. But it took so much for them to get to the playoffs. So if they do lose to the Bears in week one or in round one, I'm not going to have anger. Wyatt's going to be mad. A lot of people are going to be angry, it seems like. I'll update the Twitter poll in the 5 o'clock hour. It's pretty close. But I can't be angry. I'll be upset. I'll be angry if they lose 45-0. I'll be disappointed if they lose, but I'm not going to be, throwing things. I can't. Let's go to Jared and Yarley. Jared, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Listen, the only hurdle in getting back to the Super Bowl is that second-round matchup against the Saints. I don't even know why you're leaning towards the Bears. Trubisky, really? You think he's going to beat us?
Have you heard me say 1,000 times today, I am not worried about Trubisky or the offense. I'm worried about the Bears' defense, which is fair to be worried about. So if they look like you, can you see the Bears scoring at least 17 points?
Maybe.
Maybe. I mean, that could be a touchdown on defense. Listen to this this way. They beat the Vikings last week. They scored 24 points. They only scored 14 against the Niners, so they can be shut down. They put 24 up against Green Bay, only scored 15 against the Rams, and then they scored 27 against the Giants, 23 against Detroit, 25 against Minnesota. Like, they've been able to put up big numbers. Remember, Mitch Trubisky threw 6 touchdowns in one game earlier this year. I'm not worried about the offense for the Bears, but that defense, if they can keep the Eagles to 13 points, it's going to be tough to win. That's why I'm right now leaning toward the Bears, but that could change. I mean, right now, that's just what I'm thinking.
Fletcher Cox is going to eat Trubisky's lunch. Now, come on.
Good.
Let's forget about the Bears. Good. Let's move on to the Saints.
All right, we're moving on. So we're not even thinking about the Bears. We're moving on to round two. Okay, what do we got? Well, tell me how they're going to beat the Saints.
That's the only challenge in their way. A rested-up Saints team in the dome. Foles is going to have a Super Bowl performance in the dome. He's shown he can do it against Brady. Sure, it's in New Orleans. But as long as we can get past that game, who are you worried about going to the Rams? Are you worried about going to Seattle to go to the Super Bowl?
That's the
only game that Foles can lose.
Is the Saints. You don't think they can lose? I know they beat the Rams twice now, once last year, once this year. You're not worried at all about the Rams?
The Rams? No.
If they get to the NFC Championship game? Okay. So you're, you had the, if they beat the Saints, so you, You already have them beating the Bears. If they beat the Saints, you have them go to the Super Bowl.
Well, I'm not. I don't know yet, but that Saints.
You just. I said if they beat the Saints, you have them go into the Super Bowl.
Because I haven't made my prediction for that game yet.
All right. I appreciate the call. I don't think he's get what I'm saying. If they beat the Saints, you, Jared, have them going to the Super Bowl because you pretty much just told me that you're not worried about any team except for the Saints. Not worried about one. They can beat the Bears. They can. But I am worried about the Saints. Yes, they beat the Rams already, but come on. The Rams will have a week of rest. Todd Gurley is going to be ready. If they get to the NFC Championship game, you're still going to L.A. Yeah, I know it's kind of hard to pick against the Eagles because they beat them twice now in L.A., but you can't just say, oh, it's going to be easy. The Rams, you're acting like the Rams were the Browns from 2 years ago. 610-632-0975. Joel in Georgia. Joel, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I think that the Philadelphia and the Colts are kind of mirror images of each other. If you look at the two conferences, you'll see that the Colts and the Eagles are two teams that nobody really wants to face because of their their hot streaks coming in, the good quarterback play, and the defenses are both playing well. So I think Philadelphia has got a very winnable game, just like I think the Colts have a very winnable game, and they're two teams that people just don't really want to face.
I had someone call in earlier saying it's going to be an Eagles-Colts Super Bowl. Do you see that happening?
I don't see that because it's so difficult for people to be road warriors. I don't think the AFC is built to be the road warriors that maybe the NFC is. You saw the Giants do it a couple times, and that division, East Division is a good division to be road warriors in. But I just don't see the AFC kind of built for that. So because Kansas City is going to be a really, really hard ask.
Yeah. All right. So are you an Eagles fan?
I'm not. I kind of because a big Eagles fan just passed away in your city. His name is Dean Harmer. He was a Mummers parade marcher, and he was a huge Fanatics fan. And I'm a Boston fan. He and I would banter back and forth. You guys took a Super Bowl from us.
Oh yeah,
and we took one from you. So
all right. So from the outside looking in, do you see them beating the Bears this Sunday?
I do. I do see the Eagles beating them.
Wow! All right,
watch over the team, and you're gonna get divine intervention from Dean, and I think you're gonna get a win.
All right, Joel, I appreciate the call, man. My condolences. So there you go. There's a Patriots fan checking in from the outside looking in. He sees the Eagles beating the Bears. How about that? And obviously, he knows winning ways. The Patriots being a dynasty, he knows what a winning team looks like. He has them beating the Bears. All right. 610-632-0975, one open phone line. Let's go to Chris down in Miami. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how's it going, man?
What up, Chris? What's it like down there in Miami today? It's actually like 60 degrees outside here, so I'm not complaining.
No, it's pretty lovely, man.
That's cool.
I'm not going to complain, yeah. But, hey, man, I just want to make 2 points. My first point is I believe everybody's hyping up Nick Foles, which, you know, he has played really good. But I also believe we're not giving credit to Doug Peterson and Jim Schwartz, and everybody has been on them the whole year. And now these last four games, they both have stepped up big time, man, because Doug Peterson has played, his play calling has been amazing. And then Jim Schwartz has done his thing. Now, my second point is you cannot get rid of Carson Wentz. You just cannot, okay? This kid is amazing. And if you are going to get rid of him, the only way I can see that happening is if Nick Foles wins another Super Bowl. And I don't think you're going to get as much in return because you're just not. Like, you can't just give up a franchise player that young to some other team. You just cannot do that. And I think that Doug Peterson has to do a lot with why Nick Foles is performing this way. I don't think Nick Foles all of a sudden is, like, so much better than Carson Wentz. I think his play calling has benefited Nick Foles. And I think he needs to
haven't seen the change from last year, that RPO, whatever he's calling,
right,
whatever he called last year in the playoffs to benefit Nick Foles, he kept that same playbook with Carson Wentz.
Exactly.
And I think that that playbook actually took away from Carson Wentz. But at the same time, you didn't want Carson Wentz to move around too much because he just came off of that major knee injury. So I get why he kept the same playbook. And you know what? It's working out because they didn't have to make many changes because now Nick Foles is back in and he's thriving.
Yeah, yeah, and you're right about that. But I also believe that he has run the ball a lot better and the play calls have been a lot better with Nick Foles. I believe when Carson Wentz was playing, the running game was really bad, man. Like, it really was bad. Like, I remember a couple of times, especially against the Cowboys, and we just could not run the ball at all. And I believe that he...
Well, it doesn't help.
Run.
It doesn't help, Chris, that they had... I appreciate the phone call, man. I don't know if that's a product of Carson Wentz or Nick Foles. I think it just doesn't help that when Wentz was still in, you had no Clement out. Or Clement was out. Ajayi obviously was out. Sproles was still out. Josh Adams had just started playing, so it's not like he had his NFL legs yet. So there's one guy. Wendell Smallwood hasn't been running the ball. So now that Nick Foles is in and Josh Adams has more experience and Darren Sproles is back, 2 weeks ago, Josh Adams only ran the ball 2 yards per carry. So it's not like he was having huge games. I think they have ran the ball better, but I think it's just the offense has been better as a whole. And when Nick Foles is thrown for 471 yards, defenses are going to play the pass, and that helps your run game. 610-632-0975. Now, I'm looking forward to this. It's New Year's Day, so not many people are working today. So not many people are driving home from work today. And I know from listening to the Mike Missanelli show, the 5 o'clock hour has always been the best hour on the show because the strangest people call in during the 5 o'clock hour. Now, it might be different because people are off today. Most people are off today. Me and Josh are here for you at the Fanatic. I wonder who's going to be calling in. 610-632-0975. I'm thrilled to be... It's an honor to be able to host during the 5 o'clock hour during a weekday, even though it is a holiday. Somebody already tweeted in, what kind of question is this? Is this a real question? The starters must have a day off. Listen, dude, I'm just asking a question. Are you going to be angry if they lose to the Bears on Sunday? Because I'll be honest, I won't be, because they've done enough to get to the playoffs where if they win or if they lose, listen, man, they shouldn't have been in the playoffs in the first place. They found a way to get to where they are. How can I be so angry that I'm going to be breaking stuff? Nah, I'm not at that point. But you're right. Somebody made a mistake and accidentally put me on the schedule. That's why NBC Sports Philadelphia is showing reruns. That's why they don't want to show my ugly mug today. I don't blame them. 610-632-0975. Two open phone lines. One more hour for myself. Andrew Salchunas filling in for Mike Missanelli till 6 o'clock right here on 97.5 Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.